The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration ships Rainier and Fairweather are back in Kachemak Bay. After a month of tracking the tides, they are hard at work using multi-beam sonar to update the nautical charts of the bay floor. KBBI's Emily Schwing has this third in a series of reports on NOAA's Hydropalooza project. What's that?
Researchers on the NOAA ship Fairweather are dropping a long silver cylinder with a rectangular metal frame off the side of the boat. The instrument will sink 84 meters from the water's surface to the ocean floor to measure conductivity, temperature, and density throughout the water column. After the CTD is pulled back in, the crew members will download the data onto a computer. The information will allow the scientists to figure out how fast multi-beam sonar pings travel through the water. And the team will use the data to adjust the speed of the ship. Upstairs in the survey room, junior officer Liam Breen explains.
Before we do any operations, or during our operations, we have to know the speed of the loss, the speed of the sound through the water column from top to bottom. It affects the path that the beam travels, thereby affecting the final depth measurement. So we have to do sound casts every 2 to 4 hours whenever we're operating it.
Breen says the water in Kachemak Bay isn't very well mixed, which can cause problems because when the sonar pings travel through layers of unmixed water, they refract more easily, limiting the accuracy of the final depth measurement. Breen says there are a number of factors which cause layering in the water.
Having the source of a glacier somewhere in the vicinity will cause a lot of fresh water, which will be a major change in both the salinity and the temperature, which are both two of the major factors in the sound velocity. So that will cause usually a layering to happen, at least one layer. And there can be a lot of other things. This place also has a very strong tide, so the currents will move the water that's under us pretty fast away from us, thereby changing again. So it's both a time thing and a location.
The Fairweather will run in straight lines across the bay, and as it does, two transducers on the back of the ship will transmit and receive multi-beam sonar pings. Breen is sitting in front of five computer screens, all displaying different images. The images pop up as the pings are received.
The blue wavy lines represent the incoming sound from the transducer. The dots represent the actual assignment of pings. The far screen over there is hooked up straight to the computer that controls the transducer itself. It's getting its data is just displaying it live to us, ping by ping.
So what's the next screen over, like the green grid that's moving?
Yep. Well, you got here several different screens. You have what's called side scan, snippets, just a surface that it's creating on the fly, and that screen on the bottom left is just another view of the same thing you're getting from the transducer, just each of the live pings, and they're connected by lines.
Computers collect the data from the multi-beam sonar, and four different programs keep track of the information in different ways, so researchers know everything is working correctly. The entire effort creates a higher resolution picture of the bottom of the ocean floor. Junior officer Nick Morgan says navigators aren't the only people who will benefit from the updated charts.
The fisheries laboratory over there is really excited to get all that information so that they can start using it to determine different bottom types throughout the bay, and they're hoping to use that to associate that with fish habitats and things like that.
Morgan is referring to NOAA's Kositsna Bay Lab. The Kachemak Bay Research Reserve will also use information from the Hydropalooza project, and all of the data will be available to the general public. The crews aboard the Fairweather and the Rainier will be busy in the inner portion of Kachemak Bay through the end of the month. They will return to complete surveys of the outer portion of the bay next summer. Reporting from the Fairweather, I'm Emily Schwing.